Russian troops on the move. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. British military intelligence and satellite photos confirm Russian forces in Ukraine, withdrawn from the areas around Kiev, are now headed east into the disputed Donbass region. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on the Russian convoy.
It does seem to be a mix of personnel carrying vehicles as well as armored vehicles and maybe some artillery, maybe some enabling capabilities. Not exactly clear, but this does seem to be an early effort by them to reinforce their efforts in the Donbass.
The mayor of the besieged city of Mariupol says 10,000 civilians have died there. In the 6 weeks since the Russian invasion began, there are reports that a drone dropped a poisonous substance there.
President Zelensky not confirming those reports of chemical weapons being used in Mariupol, but he reminded world leaders that Russia has already discussed the possible use of them, and if accurate, it must be a much stronger response from world leaders.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. India now condemning the action of Russian forces in Ukraine after a virtual meeting between Secretary of State Blinken and the country's Minister of External Affairs Monday evening. India still buying Russian oil. A former Virginia cop convicted on charges stemming from last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
A jury convicted Thomas Robertson on all six counts, including interfering with police officers and entering a restricted area with a dangerous weapon. Federal prosecutors argued Robertson went to Washington and joined a violent vigilante mob because he believed that the election was stolen from President Trump. Robertson's attorney conceded his client broke the law but encouraged the jury to convict him of misdemeanor offenses and to acquit him of felony charges. A fellow officer who served with Robertson was a key witness in the government's case. Jacob Fracker was to be tried alongside Robertson before he pled guilty to a conspiracy charge and agreed to cooperate.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. State Department ordering non-emergency personnel to leave the U.S. consulate in Shanghai, China, where residents have been confined to their homes for 3 weeks over a new COVID outbreak. President Biden issuing an order Monday that gun parts be classified as weapons. That will require manufacturers to put serial numbers on them in an effort to crack down on untraceable guns.
Police across the country are increasingly finding ghost guns at crime scenes. And by the way, ghost guns can be, quote, rifles, essentially assault weapons as well.
The president again calling on Congress to enact universal background checks for weapons purchases, to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The president also naming a new nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, former U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbaugh.
Law enforcement is a very tough job, and no person and no agency is perfect. But the president is right. The men and women of the ATF and the public that they protect deserve better support from us.
The president's first ATF nominee, David Chipman, was withdrawn last year when it became clear he would likely not be confirmed by the U.S. Senate over some controversial statements about guns. Monday, a big night for country music and its fans.
At the fan-voted CMT Music Awards on CBS, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, as well as Cody Johnson, ended up as the night's big winners with two apiece.
Thank you, fans, so much for all the support you've given to this song and this video.
Aldean and Underwood, though, took home the night's top prize, Video of the Year, for their collaboration, If I Didn't Love You. Cody Johnson's wins included Male Video of the Year, and country icon George Strait took home his first ever CMT Music Award for Performance of the Year. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.